The CDC releases staggering numbers on autism, a 23% rise in the number of children with the disorder. What's going on with our kids? It's Friday, March 30th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning and happy Friday. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
We're going to try to figure out why the diagnosis of autism is on the rise today. Also, the psychology of regret. Why do we regret things we've done or maybe haven't done? And is regret ever helpful to us? That's what you're talking about.
The best way to reconcile with a loved one that has passed is to write them a letter.
Give us your thoughts at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'll talk more later this hour. First, though, let's check in on the headlines.
And we begin in Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court justices meet today, beginning the long process of deliberations following the rare 6 hours of oral arguments this week on the health care reform law. Thousands of pages of briefs, all a part of the deliberation. The decision won't be announced until June. Before that time, though, justices will be writing majority and minority opinions. Individual votes, even the decision, can change as justices read those drafts, and the process continues between now and the moment that the decision is announced. It's been 3 years since there's been a long-term extension for federal highway and transit aid. This time around, no different. On a mostly party-line vote, the House has approved another stopgap 90-day bill that will avoid the shutdown of government construction projects and extend the federal fuel tax once again, which brings in $110 million per day. The Senate must pass the same measure before tomorrow.
Police commandos and intelligence officers staged dawn raids around France today, arresting 19 suspected Islamists and seizing weapons. Among the sites, Toulouse, where gunman Mohamed Merah lived. The 23-year-old, who admitted killing 7 people in 3 separate attacks, was buried yesterday. He was killed during a shootout with police last week. French President Nicolas Sarkozy says today's operation was just the first.
What happened this morning is going to continue. There will be other operations that will continue and that will also allow us to expel from our country a certain number of people who basically have no reason to be here.
French police have been hunting for possible accomplices in this month's deadly shootings, but they say today's raids were not connected to that search. South Korean officials are reporting that North Korea test-fired a couple of short-range missiles on Wednesday, a day after Seoul hosted the nuclear security summit. Short-range tests are fairly common, but these come as Pyongyang prepares to launch a long-range rocket in mid-April. North Korea says it will carry a satellite into orbit. Japan's defense minister has issued an order to intercept the rocket if it flies into its territory.
Crews are making headway against that Colorado wildfire that's burned through more than 6 square miles southwest of Denver. 2 people have been killed. 1 is still missing after the blaze destroyed 24 homes. Some of those evacuated were allowed back into the area. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper says what they're returning to is a heartbreak.
The level of loss that the people lost, I mean, there's nothing left. Just the foundations in many cases.
Governor speaking there, the blaze is believed to have started when winds picked up hot embers from a controlled burn meant to reduce the risk of wildfires.
Asian markets are mixed at this hour. European indices and futures are up. In fact, futures on Wall Street are way up. The Dow will start at 13,146, the S&P at 1,403. The Nasdaq will start the day at 2,762. I'm sure you've heard the Mega Millions jackpot is now at a record $540 million. Hopefuls in 42 states are lining up to buy tickets, and that includes you, our listeners. Tony explains why he bought a ticket at our Facebook page. How often do you get in a 1 in 175 million chance to turn $1 into $500 million? The drawing will be held...
Never, is what you get.
Yeah.
Never.
Will be held tonight.
You have no chance.
At 11 p.m. Oh, don't listen to him, Tony. And Tony, if you win, remember, I was the one that believed in you.
Yeah, right.
The drawing will be tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern. Have you bought a ticket? Call and tell us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post at thetakeaway.org.
If you didn't buy that ticket, how much are you going to regret it? You know?
Yeah.
Because that's what we're going to talk about this
Also,
hour.
If you win, how much are you going to send to me, your delightful co-host
zero?
Of the Takeaway?
That would be zero.
We're going to talk about the diagnosis of autism on the rise in just a moment.
Yeah. On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.